But right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Okay, first, a few automotive things before I get to an old dog learning new tricks. Driving up here, I encountered a truck with rear headlights. I look up in front of me, and there looks to be a car that's driving towards me. But then I realize, have you seen this? So, yeah, they have these headlights on the back of the truck, so it looks like a car is facing you.
And what first, kind of truck? Like a like an 18-wheeler?
Like no, it was like a box truck.
Oh.
Wasn't an 18-wheeler, but it was like, you know, like the, I don't know, like a huge box truck.
Okay.
And the headlights are facing you. So it looks like either someone is towing a car, you know, when they tow the car and the rear front wheels are down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a rear-wheel drive car. I guess they do it that way. I don't know.
How is that legal?
I don't know, but it confused me, and I thought there was oncoming guy driving the wrong way.
Huh.
That was kind of scary. Second thing is, saw a dude riding up here. He's on a motorcycle in the rain, in the dark. Now, thankfully, he wasn't in flip-flops and cargo shorts and just a baseball cap on backwards. He was wearing a helmet and appeared to be wearing full long pants, but just picking a really bad day to take the old motorcycle to work in this weather.
Maybe that's all he's got.
How many people have motorcycle as their only means of transportation?
In America, very few.
I was going to say, the motorcycle seems like a recreational vehicle.
It is. Yeah, in most of the world, you know, motorcycle is people's primary mode of transportation. Of course, none of them wear gear in other parts of the world. You'll see people in cargo shorts and flip-flops all the time. No helmet. But here, and this guy's bike, too, he's, if you have one bike, I don't know if you're taking the Ninja to work.
Hey, for a while, my brother rolled that way. Last couple of years of college and his first year out in the real world, all he had was motorcycle.
Yeah, he was doing a bit or something, though.
No?
He lost a bet with his buddies.
No, he just didn't want to spend the money on a car.
Yeah, but I think you could probably get a cheap, reliable used car for the price that some of these people are paying for motorcycles.
Probably.
Particularly this one that I saw. It looked expensive. But then, so I'm worried about the weather for this dude. And then even hearing this rumbling that we're hearing thunder out here intermittently at Fan and Tree Farm. I just watched that Joplin, Missouri tornado documentary. It's on Netflix, I think it is right now. And seeing the footage of that tornado that 2011 that completely flattened Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah.
And hearing people's stories of survival and then other stories of not survival. They didn't have those people in the documentary. The not survival people weren't on there saying, yeah, I really thought I was going to make it, but it just didn't work out for me.
Yeah, it hit the hospital, didn't it?
It hit everything, Giorgio. It was unbelievable. People were there were people that they interviewed that were lifted out of their trucks.
Wow.
Damn.
There were cases of trucks being lifted up and passenger being lifted through the sunroof as the driver's trying to hold them in, can't hold them in. Driver ends up living. The truck is thrown around and everything lands a ways away, but they never found the person from the sunroof that went out the sunroof that the tornado
never
took.
Found them?
No.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
What could possibly have happened?
I don't know. Taken to a remote, you know, farm field or something, the bones get scattered. I don't know.
Wow.
Woods.
8,000 buildings, says here.
Yeah. What was the death toll in that?
I'm looking, $2.9 billion in damages.
Oh, first I thought you were talking about death toll. I was like, that's probably high.
Stand by.
All
keep
right.
Talking.
So,
I'll look that up.
So, yeah, check that out if you want to see it. I wouldn't watch it today, though, because don't freak yourself out when there's bad weather like this. And I have learned a new trick. I learned yesterday that I have been using my side view mirrors wrong in my car my whole life.
Okay.
How so?
Well, I was always taught that you want to sit in your driver's seat and you look at your side view mirror and you can just kind of barely see the side of your car, mm-hmm. and that's the proper way to adjust your mirrors. And it's not, according to the Automotive Society of Engineers, or whatever they're called, and also now new conventional wisdom is you, to adjust your mirrors, you lean your forehead all the way over till you're hitting the driver's side window, and then you adjust it to where you can see your car, the side of your car, and maybe just knock it a little, your side of your car a little bit out of view. So your mirrors are much wider now in the new position than they were in the old position. And when you do that, you eliminate blind spots.
No more blind spot.
Yeah, because basically if you see a car coming up on your left, let's say, traveling the same direction you are, you will see it in your rearview mirror, and then when it exits your rearview mirror, it's in your side view mirror. You will always see the car, in other words.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This makes all sorts of sense to me now because, like you, that's how I've always adjusted mine.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, sitting, see a little bit of the car on each side. But I'm always, like, if I'm entering a highway, I have to lean way forward and look in my mirror.
Right.
But I won't have to do that now if I adjust it like this.
Exactly.
What an eye-opening moment.
You adjust those mirrors to where you have no blind spots anymore. And it's great. Now, it's weird getting used to it. I've only driven one day like this because you will see something in your left side view mirror and you're going, man, that person just is cutting over into my lane, and they're not. It makes it look like they're getting in right behind you, but it's because of the new position of the mirror. They're just moving across your mirror quickly, but they're really just coming up on your left.
Interesting.
So you won't even need the little light in the rear view mirror that tells you if someone's in your blind spot anymore if you do it right.
Yeah, basically it's like we put these lights in there because we're all doing our mirrors wrong. But look it up. Watch some videos on YouTube.
Wow.
And you will see that people will explain it to you, how it works. And I'll be darned if it doesn't make a difference.
I've wondered for so many years, every time I lean way forward to look into my rearview mirror to see that blind spot, I think to myself, does everybody do this?
Right.
Boy, and how many accidents do you think
I'm always having to crane my neck around and making sure I'm so paranoid because we've all had it happen. The few times you've tried to make a lane change and someone's in your blind spot and you hear the honk, it scares you to death, and then you get paranoid that someone's in your blind spot and you have to check it incessantly when you're trying to move over. But use your mirrors, right, and you'll have a better experience.
158 people, by the way, were killed in that Joplin tornado.
Way to go, Gordo.
Oh, no.
Well,
but
it's not my
continue
fault.
With your rearview mirror line
well,
of humor.
I had placed a story divider that I'd gotten from the grocery store conveyor belt. Why are those? I've had. Do you really need those things?
What?
The grocery store divider.
I guess the cashier needs them.
Yeah.
To know when to
because
stop
because people are
you
right up
because
on you, and
I've
they're
had,
ready to get their
I
items
had, there
up
was an
there
old
too.
Woman in front of me in the grocery store. She had was checking out. She had one more item left on the front of the conveyor belt. I started putting stuff on the back of the conveyor belt, and she looked at me annoyed and grabbed the little stick and put it down right after her box of Kleenex.
She would have paid for
I'm
your
like,
stuff.
Lady, the cashier knows that you're done here.
In that case, no, you didn't really need one. She didn't need one. But normally, George is right. People jump on top of, you know, the next open space, and they're piling their stuff up. And so the cashier needs – in fact, I would say the grocery store conveyor belt divider might be the greatest invention of all time.
It's one of the greatest things we've ever had.
Bigger than the wheel and modern medicine.
Sports. Yes.
Yes. Opinions.
Jeez, you're an idiot. I always like to – I bought one of those online so I can just put it in the middle of people's purchases. Just to prank them at grocery stores. It's great. I love it.
They get home. Did you not get the dishwashing soap? And what about the apples?
I got them on. I put them all up there.
I had to respect the divider.
And then I don't have time for my announcement of how I'm going to die. So
well, I've got some ideas.
No, you don't have any ideas.
He's been plotting it for a while.
I know how I'm going to die, and I thought I'd announce it here. I'm going to die a Gene Hackman wife hantavirus death. So look for the dead dog in the crate, and then I will be laying right beside it with the heart pills scattered across the
Why bag. Do you have rats?
Well, I'm cleaning out the garage, big garage, Big garage.
One of the biggest.
You touched rat doo-doo.
My parents' garage, and I'm dragging all this stuff out, and I'm starting to notice evidence of rodents. And I'm not wearing a mask or anything like that, so I drag everything out of the garage. And then, and this was all in an effort because there was the panic. Last Thursday was their bulk trash, but it hadn't been picked up yet. And so I knew they were probably coming on Monday. And so all the Sunday, I'm working, getting stuff out there, trying to panic, get stuff out there for bulk trash. Finally, they come on Monday morning and they take what was out on the curb. But I still have a lot of stuff that I've dragged out of the garage, but didn't have a chance to take to bulk trash.
Should have come.
And then I hear the old, hey, you know, we got weather that's going to move in here tomorrow. And I had to put everything back. You take everything apart, get it all out there, and then you got to put it all back in.
And okay, so the stuff you're getting rid of you had to put back in? Or the stuff?
Yeah, because...
Just let it get wet. Who cares?
Well, because it's stuff, it's like, oh, somebody could use this. So I need to donati.
Well, they better get there before it rains.
Well, how are people going to know that they need to get there before it rains when I haven't even donated
it yet?
Well,
if they don't make it, then the bulk trash people take it.
Yeah, I would have left it on the curb.
Yeah.
Well, I can't leave it on the curb because bulk trash has already left. They already took what was there, and now they're not coming back for like another month and a half.
Oh.
I still think I would have left it.
What's the cutoff on that? How long can you
How long before they give you a ticket?
Yeah.
Like a few days.
Okay.
Does code compliance really cover that much area where they're going to ticket you in a couple? I mean, they may, but you may also not get a ticket. They may not drive down that street.
True, but you don't... It wouldn't bug you if your neighbor left out bulk trash for a month and a half.
Not really. I don't care.
I really don't care about anything anymore.
Well, anything?
Yeah, man, this is depressing talking to you guys.
And stuff like that. Yeah, okay. Big deal.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
You want to look at baby crib, broken baby crib with a bunch of garden hoses chopped up inside it?
Well, that's pretty beaten.
Bulk trash is some of the most beaten stuff ever.
All right, well, good luck with the Hantavirus.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Thanks.
That's the ODEX 633 on the ticket.